Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
105.3 The Fan. Of course, it's Troy Hughes. And of course, I'm talking to another WWE superstar. God, I love doing these things. And this time, I get to do it with someone I've never talked to before. He is the man that will be in town on Monday night for WWE Raw at the AAC. Of course, I'm talking about Finn Balor. How are you doing, Finn?
Troy, very nice to speak to you for the first time, my man.
Oh, my gosh. This is really exciting for me. Now, of course, I want to talk about the WWE. I've got some other things, but I want to go way back because I've been following your career for a long time. I want to go back to, like, the UK scene, back when there was an 18-year-old Finn Balor before he was known as Finn Balor. Talk about some of the griminess and some of the dirtiness that you actually went through as an 18-year-old to try to make it into wrestling.
Oh, well, man. Well, when you put it that way, it certainly doesn't sound very glamorous, but... You know, when you're that age and you have a dream and there's something that passion that captivates you and drives you more than anything, it wasn't as dirty as or as grimy as I guess I didn't perceive it that way, if that makes sense. You know, I was just a kid with a dream, coming up working in probably, you know, the dirtiest, stinkiest, nastiest wrestling gyms across the United Kingdom. Learning from, you know, some great veterans of the game out there at the time, but also some very tough men. So I had to grow up pretty quick at 18 years old, I got to be honest.
And you're talking about the tough men you faced, but what about the tough women? I mean, you and Becky Lynch actually grew up together in the wrestling scene back in the day. Tell me about her progression and what you like seeing her today compared to what she was doing back when you guys were like 18, 19 years old.
You know, I say it all the time. Becky walked into the gym. I think she was 15 years old. I was a couple years older. And the moment she walked in, she had an air about her that, you know, you knew she was going to be a superstar. And she's doing incredible work now at WWE. She's really coming into her own. It's incredible to see her growth. And, you know, I've just really been fortunate to been a passenger and been able to, you know, watch her develop as a superstar.
WWE superstar Finn Balor joining me right now on 105.3 The Fan. Raw will be in town on Monday night at the AAC, otherwise known as the American Airlines Center. We now progress, Finn, as we've gone from the UK. You had your time in Japan, and now you're with the WWE. What was the biggest shock when making that transition from what you were doing in Japan to the WWE?
You know, that's a question I get asked a lot, but, you know, I think credit to WWE and everyone involved with the WWE Performance Center and NXT, the transition was, you know, silky smooth. You know, we got some of the best coaches in the world at the Performance Center. The facility itself was unbelievable. And everyone really made me feel, you know, at home right from the get-go. You know, obviously it's a big change moving from Japan to the United States, me being, you know, coming from a small town in Ireland. But, you know, everyone helped me. They rolled out the red carpet to make sure I was situated and set up in Florida. And, you know, everything else is common practice for me and comes natural, and that's getting in the ring. And, you know, getting in the ring was the exact same. You know, people talk about how wrestling's different all over the world, but, you know, for me, once the bell rings, I do the exact same thing. So it's been working so far.
You know, I think of Ronda Rousey when she made that transition from the UFC to the WWE. On camera, we see the Bella Twins and we see all the girls congratulating her and like bringing her in. Who was that superstar that you immediately contacted or at least had a connection with when you first came to the WWE and you thought, all right, now I like this?
I would say the person that I built up the bond with the quickest was Kevin Owens, because he was coming in at the exact same time. You know, both of us coming in from independent wrestling, similar backgrounds, similar stories, and then kind of going through the struggle of adapting to WWE, NXT, United States all at the same time. So we bonded very quickly, and that was someone who I could kind of, you know, trust and speak to, you know, and kind of confide in about, you know, what we were going through. And he was a real help in helping me to adjust.
WWE superstar Finn Balor joining me on 105.3 The Fan Raw in town at the American Airlines Center. I'll be front row, so I'll be cheering you on, as always. And as always, I have to ask questions at some of the wrestling. You know, the wrestling nerds like me got to find out, because when we talk to superstars, we want to know these things. When are we getting the club? When is the club getting together, and when are we going to have the program with the club?
You know, I get asked this question all the time, and the reality of it is that the club is still doing its thing. You know, myself, Gallows, Carl, you know, we're still, you know, a club backstage. We still text all the time, still talk all the time, still work out, travel together when we can. We're on different brands right now. Maybe it'll happen in the future. Who knows? But I think they're doing some really cool stuff. AJ's doing incredible. I'm doing my own thing at Raw. So I think, you know, the more we grow as individuals, I think the more impact it will have when we finally come back together on TV.
Very good. You know, thinking of the club and thinking of people that work well together, there's going to be two people I hope to work well together very, very soon. Alexa Bliss, Trish Stratus, they're going to face each other at Evolution. And in an interview in Sky Sports, Alexa Bliss said, "This is a dream match." I would like to know from you, what is your dream match? And I'm not talking about Hogan, or I'm talking about Macho Man. I'm talking about an actual dream match that could take place today.
Well, I got two. Can I give you two?
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's pretty funny that both of these guys are facing off against each other in Australia, Triple H and The Undertaker. And I'll tell you what, I want a piece of both of those guys, because those guys are, you know, people I've watched growing up. Triple H obviously helped me hugely when I came to WWE and NXT, working with him very closely there. But, you know, I feel like it's time that I test myself and my skills against the best. And those two guys, we're all never too sure how long The Undertaker's going to be around or if he's going to come back, but he always seems to come back, man. 4 years ago, they were saying he was done. 3 years, 2 years ago, 1 year ago, but he's still kicking. So I definitely want to get a couple slaps on him. I'm sure the game is going to be around another couple of years, so I think the window of opportunity is wide open on that one. But they are two dream matches that I'm really excited and looking forward to potentially fulfilling.
You say you would want to face The Undertaker. Would you want to face The Undertaker, or would the Demon want to take on The Undertaker?
Well, you know me. Come on, Troy. I always got a couple tricks up my sleeve, but I don't like to let the cat out of the bag too early.
Oh, man, I thought I was going to get you on that one. All right, Finn Balor coming to town, coming to Dallas for another event. It is WWE Raw at the American Airlines Center. Spoke to Dolph Ziggler earlier in the week. He pretty much shared with, you know, fans and listeners that have never been to a live event, which I'm shocked not everyone has gone before, about what they're missing out. Share with some of the listeners that have never gone to Raw what they're missing out and what they can expect on Monday.
It's something that just, you know, as great as our television show is, there's an energy in that arena that does not translate through your TV screen. And when you are in there, you feel it. It's hard to explain, but for people who have experienced it, there is no explanation needed. It is just, it's raw energy. You know, the fans are, you know, feeding the wrestlers are feeding off that energy, and it's just like a vicious circle of emotion, roller coaster, and, you know, all at the same time, it's a great event to bring your family to. You know, it's family friendly, and you know, everyone can enjoy it. There's something for everyone. We got, you know, of course, we got Braun Strowman, the Giant. You know, we got Alexa Bliss and Ronda Rousey. We got myself. You know, so there's something really for everyone.
Man, Finn, it's been incredible talking to you today. Before I let you go, I think it's very important for me to share a personal note. Whenever I am watching Raw at the house, my wife walks by, she sees you. Can you put on a damn shirt more often? I mean, seriously, it's really not helping me out. I realize I have a keg and you have a six pack, but this ain't working. So can you do me a favor next time? Just wear the shirt more often.
You got it, Troy.
Awesome.
Just medium.
Sweet. Finn, thanks so much, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Too sweet, Troy. Thank you very much, man.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.